London Bells by Annie Groves. Read by Anna Bartz. Part 1. August 1939. Chapter 1.
So, what are you going to do now that old Bert has finally gone, Olive? I mean, you won't have his pension anymore, will you? Your Tilly might be working up at the hospital as an assistant to the Lady Almoner, but I dare say she isn't bringing in very much,
Nancy Black sniffed. As Olive knew, Nancy had a keen interest in the business of her neighbours, and an even keener nose for problems of any kind. She was the kind of person who liked spreading doom and gloom, the kind of person who would complain about the noise children made playing innocently together in the street, and then go on to extol the virtues of her own daughter and only child. Some people were inclined to call her a bit of a troublemaker, but Olive always tried to give her the benefit of the doubt. The afternoon sunshine sparkled on the immaculately clean windows of Article Row, the narrow byway that wound between the close interweaving of London streets. Within the boundaries of Chancery Lane to the west, Farringdon Road to the east, Fleet Street to the south, and from High Holborn to Holborn Viaduct to the north. Nancy stood, leaning on the broom with which she had been sweeping the short path to her front door, whilst she waited for Olive's answer to her original question about the loss of her father-in-law's pension. The row of 50 narrow three-storey houses, with the addition of their attics and cellars, clinging together as though for mutual protection, had been built, so it was said, by a wealthy East India merchant in the 1700s, whose fortune had been saved for him by the keen eye of a poor articled clerk working for a pittance for his lawyer. In recognition of his good fortune, the East India merchant had had Article Row built.